More mass graves reported. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. New satellite images from the Ukrainian city of Mariupol seem to show thousands of fresh graves where Ukraine says Russian soldiers have buried civilians they've killed. The U.S. sending more weapons.
An additional $800 million worth of heavy artillery, like dozens of howitzers and tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition for them, are included in the latest batch of U.S. military aid to Ukraine.
Equipment that is responsive to Ukraine's needs and tailored to support the intensified fighting in the Donbas region.
President Biden also announced new steps to begin a sponsorship program allowing Ukrainian refugees to settle in the U.S.
This program will be fast, it will be streamlined, and will ensure the United States honors its commitment to go to the people of Ukraine and need not go through our southern border.
Next week, President Biden says he will send Congress a request for additional money to support Ukraine's military.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Ferocious winds picking up again in Arizona and New Mexico, whipping the flames of at least a half dozen wildfires. Heather McKay lost her home near Flagstaff.
I had enough time to pack up some baby formula and baby clothes and 3 guns. And that was it.
The tunnel wildfire has now burned more than 20,000 acres. Citing decreased hospitalizations, Philadelphia's Board of Health has voted to rescind the city's mask mandate, which was just reinstated last week. The Justice Department is appealing a judge's ruling striking down the mask mandate on public transit, including airplanes, Attorney General Merrick Garland explaining.
We believe that CDC has clear statutory authority for the mask mandate. And the CDC has assessed that it is necessary for the health of the American people, particularly the traveling public.
It's not clear if the government will ask for a stay of the judge's order. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The former president of Honduras has been extradited to the United States to face drug charges.
After serving 2 terms as president, a superseding indictment was unveiled against Juan Orlando Hernandez in January. After his arrest, he fought extradition, but on Thursday, the Justice Department says he was turned over to the U.S. He's accused of conspiring to import cocaine into the U.S. before and during his presidency, and of using weapons like machine guns to further this conspiracy. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Hernandez operated a narco state.
Hernandez is alleged to have received millions of dollars from multiple drug trafficking organizations, including from the former leader of the Sinaloa cartel known as El Chapo.
Garland says the conspiracy Hernandez was involved in resulted in 500,000 kilograms of cocaine coming into the U.S. since 2004. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy brands as totally false and wrong a report in the New York Times that he told other Republican lawmakers that he would ask former President Trump to resign after the incursion at the U.S. Capitol building in January of 2021. The Times has now posted on its website what it claims to be a recording of that conversation. A big rally in the NBA playoffs on Thursday evening.
A mighty comeback for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Shot clock at 5. Jones has to make it happen. Switch. He's got the big. Jones. Yes, sir! A 3!
Ian Eagle on TNT. Tyus Jones gives the Grizzlies the fourth quarter lead, climbing back 26 points with the help of a 37-12 fourth quarter as Memphis tops the Minnesota Timberwolves 104-95 to take a 2-1 lead in their opening round series. Meantime, the Golden State Warriors are now 1 win away from the sweep thanks to a 118-113 victory over the Denver Nuggets, while the Dallas Mavericks defeat the Utah Jazz sans Luka Doncic again, 126-118 the final. They now lead that series 2-1. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Wall Street taking losses Thursday. The Dow down 368 points. NASDAQ lost 278. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.